This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls to call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, so true. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, how are you? I hope you're coming off a fantastic weekend as we get to do all the fun stuff we get to do around here, no doubt about it. Anyways, today is Monday, May the 12th of 2025, day 132nd of the year, and only 233 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big USA, Canada, UK.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends over there doing the things that they do inside of the world of the multiverse, because if not, we would be doing something entirely different. That is for sure, though. Anyways, how are things? How was the weekend? Was it short enough, long enough, somewhere in between? Because that's the always seems to be the gigger of giggers, is that we never know if it's good, long, or what exactly it needs to be. My weekend was pretty interesting. I got to enjoy some Mother's Day with my family a little bit previous to the Sunday event here in the U.S., so celebrated that early as everybody did the vanishing act, and I was by myself. So that's kind of the stuff that happens. But hey, that's not the important part. It's the celebratory aspect of the whole thing. So that's the gig. So hopefully things were different for you. Hopefully you're able to enjoy it to its fullest. Anyway, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about what we do around here. Our show consists of safety in the news, news and safety. What we do is we talk a little bit about the things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. And then we bring in some professional newscasters. They talk, we talk, we bring in some things around and all that kind of fun stuff. And then we give you a level of main story, and then we get you the hell out of here. Our show is on video, audio, that's how it's available. So audio via RadioBig.fm, also available via Safety FM. Also via any kind of podcatcher that you use. If you're looking for the video, the best place to go is to safetyfm.com and click on visual radio. We're on all the social media aspects. If you want to interact with the show, callinradio.com. We'll do the trick. Callinradio.com. We'll do the trick right there. Video, audio, and text messaging are the options once you get there. It does a little prompter on my screen, which I have noticed that a lot of people like the text messaging aspect. And I love that you love it. It's very interesting. So as we get to do that, so there you go. A lot of stuff. So why don't we do this? Why don't we start talking right away about what the hell was trending over the weekend?
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as we take a look at the trends of the ends of the ends, notable and noteworthy, some odds and ends following the shocking introduction of the world's first American Pope. Also, Diddy's defense wants to play the blame game. And Bill Belichick supports girlfriend pageant dreams. We'll talk about that in show business. Also, Suits spinoff gets axed. And Quentin Tarantino shares what movies he'd take to a deserted island. And Prince Harry wanders the neighborhood in the Royals. So if you're good to go, I'm good to go. And we'll get this all started with some feature story news because we got some peeps waiting, wanting to talk real quick about what's going on inside of the world of the multiverse. So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Hamas says it will release Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander. He's thought to be the last living captive with US nationality in Gaza. It's part of efforts to reach a new ceasefire agreement and comes as US President Donald Trump prepares to visit the Middle East this week. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's prepared to meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Istanbul on Thursday. It comes after US President Donald Trump demanded Kiev take up Vladimir Putin's offer of direct talks. Ukraine had previously said a ceasefire would need to be in place before negotiations began. Intelligence and security expert Matthew Schumacher thinks Donald Trump should be cautious.
I'm highly doubtful that there is going to be any significant developments from it. It'll give Putin the opportunity to go back to Russia, say, I met with the individual that I don't even consider to be their legitimate president, and everything confirms what I think of, we continue fighting.
Both China and the US say they've made progress at trade talks in Switzerland. US officials touted a deal to reduce the US trade deficit. Chinese officials say these sides reached important consensus. Laura Westbrook reports from Hong Kong.
China's vice premier for economic policy, who led the talks for the Chinese side, Hurley Fung, said the talks were candid, in-depth and constructive. He added that both sides agreed to establish a new consultation mechanism to discuss trade and economic issues. This was after 2 days of marathon negotiations between the two countries to try to ease tensions that have flared this year after US President Donald Trump initiated a trade war. In separate meetings with reporters, neither side mentioned any agreement, though, to cut US tariffs of 145% on Chinese goods.
Indian and Pakistani military leaders are holding talks after military operations were carried out by both sides last week. There's now a ceasefire in place. Indian officials say they've been authorized to respond if there are violations from Pakistan's side. Ishan Gurg reports from New Delhi.
Indian and Pakistani military officials are meeting to discuss what seems like a fragile ceasefire agreement between two nuclear rivals. Both sides launched drones, missiles and bombs at each other last week in what's been described by the Indian side as no less than war. On May 7th, India had launched airstrikes on Pakistani territory, hitting what New Delhi said were terrorist training camps and installations. India says that it was payback for April 22nd Pahalgam terror attacks that killed 26 civilians. This was soon followed by Pakistan launching drone and missile attacks against India. The truce between two nations that US President Donald Trump says he has brokered seems to be holding.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, will this be a big week with regard to Russia's war in Ukraine? After European leaders embraced President Volodymyr Zelensky in Kiev on Saturday and secured President Trump's backing for threats of fresh sanctions on Russia unless Vladimir Putin agrees to an immediate ceasefire. The talks in Kiev, attended by the leaders of Britain, France, Germany and Poland, were designed to be a shot in the arm for President Zelensky. And if you've seen the video of the French President Emmanuel Macron embracing him as President Macron prepared to depart Kyiv, you will know the depth of feeling that unites them. Peter Dickinson edits the Ukraine Alert blog for the Atlantic Council.
They are calling on Russia now to accept essentially an ultimatum to the Russians, saying Russia has to agree now to an unconditional ceasefire or there will be consequences. It certainly signifies unity amongst Ukraine's Western allies, and two, that the patience is wearing thin and they're ready now to go to the next stage.
But there were limits to what those talks achieved, including no agreement again with President Trump about the security guarantees that European leaders want the US to provide as part of any long-term peace plan for Ukraine. Of course, from Washington's perspective, they're all still struggling to secure just a 30-day ceasefire, with the long-term solution to the war as uncertain and opaque as ever. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, Hamas says it will release Israeli-American hostage Eden Alexander. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's prepared to meet his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in Istanbul on Thursday. China and the US say they've made progress at trade talks between the two countries in Switzerland, and Indian and Pakistani military leaders are holding talks after military operations were carried out by both sides last week. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reports.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You try it out for 30 days, see if you like it. And if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Is there a safety training?
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for
for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Is your safety training old, stale, and hacked? Is your safety trainer still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety?
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective, and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, "This doesn't feel right." This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion, available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
Let's start using cutting-edge warp speed 5G technology with your cell phone. Let me tell you about my friends at mobilemobile.io. They have an ultra-fast 4G LTE and 5G network that covers 99% of Americans. So they've got you covered everywhere. Think about it for a moment. You have the opportunity to take a test drive for 10 days with unlimited talk, text, and premium data. What is premium data? Premium data is an allotment of a cellular data that you receive from a higher priority on the network. You won't get throttled like you will with some of those, well, non-brand service providers. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to mobilemobile.io. That's mobilemobile.io to start your 10-day free trial.
Hello.
We are radio. We are sarcasm. We are both combined. Radio Big.
Oh, yes, being combined on stuff is always kind of a crucial aspect of the things that we always have going on. No doubt about that. Anyways, currently 17 minutes past the top of the hour. You and I are hanging out on this lovely Monday. Yeah, lovely Monday as we are doing our thingo. Anyways, let's get into some of the news aspects of some of the things that are going on inside of the world. And it's everybody's favorite time.
It's Tariff Talk time.
So let's go ahead and get into it. Expect big movements in the market this week as more details of the revamped global trade scheme comes into focus. On Sunday, following the negotiations over the weekend with Switzerland, Secretary of Treasury reported a substantial progress with more details to be announced at some time today. Also, U.S. Trade Representative Jamieson Greer likewise added that the president declared the national emergency and imposed tariffs. And we're confident that the deal struck with our Chinese partners will help our work towards resolving national emergency. This is according to the White House. And then I saw this little gem last night, and I'm going to read it verbatim because I got it off of Donald Trump's, the real Donald Trump of social media account. And this is what it says. For many years, the world has wondered why prescription drugs and pharmaceuticals in the United States of America were so much higher than they were in any other nation, sometimes being 5 to 10 times more expensive than the same drug manufactured in the exact same laboratory or plant by the same company. It was difficult to explain and very embarrassing because, in fact, there was no correct or rightful answer. The pharmaceutical drug companies would say for years that it was research and development costs and that all of these costs were and would be for no reason whatsoever. Borne by the suckers of America alone, campaign contributions can do wonders, but not with me. And not with the Republican Party. We are going to do the right thing, something that the Democrats have fought for many years. Therefore, I am pleased to announce that tomorrow morning, meaning today, Monday, in the White House at 9 a.m., I will be signing the most consequential executive order in the country's history. Prescription drugs and pharmaceutical prices will be reduced almost immediately by 30% to 80%. They will rise through the world or through the world orders to equalize and for the first time in many years, bring fairness to America. I will be instituting a most favored nations policy whereby the United States will pay the same price as the nations that pay the lowest price anywhere in the world, is what it says. Our country will finally be treated fairly, and our citizens' health care costs will be reduced by numbers that never thought of before. Additionally, on top of everything else, the United States will save trillions of dollars. Thanks you for your attention on this matter. Make America great again. This is the post by Donald Trump yesterday on his social media platform. So, we will see here what's going to happen in the next few hours. Of course, it's 7:21 in the morning right now. So we got about an hour and a half to see what will happen here at the 9 o'clock hour. If these changes actually do go in place, it'll be interesting to see. That's, of course, what will happen next. Okay, so let's continue talking about some other thingos inside of the world, though. As the dust settles in the election of the first American Pope, Robert Prevost, in the history of some interesting odds and ends, despite the sacred oath of secrecy, news was leaked to the Wall Street Journal that the Cardinal Prevost won the vote by more than 100 votes. A comfortable margin of 89-vote threshold was needed. Fox Sports believes the unearthed footage of Papa attending the game, one of the 2005 World Series, to cheer the hometown favorite White Sox. Also, Father Bob, turned Leo 14, will be the the apostolic palace, the traditional dwelling of the pontiff. His predecessor is the Pope Francis, who committed a life of poverty as part of joining the order, opted for a simpler apartment next door. In a meeting with the Cardinals over the weekend, Pope Leo named artificial intelligence technology as a threat to workers, especially in the context of defending human dignity, justice, and labor. Amen, Father Bob. Leo's childhood hometown is in Dalton, Illinois, and had been on the market for about $200,000 before last week's news. The owner has since pulled the listing, and the broker says that he has received seven-figure offers since then. So, we'll see what happens on that occasion of what's going on, no doubt there. Also, let's see, the life partner of notorious convicted fraudster Elizabeth Holmes appears to be working on building a company doing the same kind of work as Holmes' doomed Theranos. Billy Evans, who shares two children with Holmes, is raising money to develop the medical diagnostic technology Toronto's promised to deliver extensive personal medical information to a patient from a single drop of blood. And images of the technology currently being developed by Evans' outfit obtained in the New York Times, the machine do the testing that looks an awful like the box that Toronto's was selling. Evans says that he intends to continue developing the tech in stealth mode with a group of about 10 employees. Holmes has about 7 years left on her sentence, though it could be earlier with consistent good behavior. She's being held in Texas. This is according to the New York Times. Now, listen, I don't know if you've looked at the documentary of Theranos in regards to what they were doing, but man, it was a clusterfuck of stuff going on there is what it definitely seems like in some of those aspects. So you might want to double check before you do your next little blood test. You know, we have the test technology before we do anything, that's for sure.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so decades-long saga of the stranded Cosmos 482 landing craft that came at the end of some time early Saturday. The ship has been in orbit since the 1970s after the attempt by the Soviets to send it to Venus failed, leaving it stranded in space. Its design would stand the harsh atmosphere of Venus left astronomers and astrophysicists wondering if they would survive the re-entry into Earth. It certainly may have, but if it did, no one spotted it, but there it was. Crash depends on who you ask. Russia Space Agency says that it hit the ocean near Indonesia. U.S. Space Force said that it re-entered a few thousand miles away from the closer to Guam. This is according to space.com. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on inside of the world of the multiverse. It feels that way as we are talking in regards to the stuff that is happening. Okay, Liam and Olivia continue to reign as the top baby names for the 8th and 6th year in a row, respectively based on the 2024 application for Social Security cards. Emma and Noah came in second for the 6th consecutive year. Rounding out the top was Oliver, Theodore, James, Henry, Mateo, Elijah, Lucas, and William for boys. And while girls' names rounding out the list went included Amelia, Charlotte, Mia, Sophia, Isabella, Evelyn, Ava, and Sophia. For the record, there are more than 3.61 million baby names. There were 3.61 million babies born in the U.S. in 2024, a slight increase from 2023 by 3.59 million. My question becomes this: what's the number for 2020? I'm just asking because I was curious. Yeah, I'm sure things were busy back then, or at least a little busier, as one may say. So there you go. Okay, let's take a listen to this. As we're talking about babies, let's talk about this. Amber Heard is now a mom of three. Yeah, one, two, three. She announced the birth of her twins, a boy named Ocean and a girl named Angus. And her mother today, I suppose. Heard is also a mom of a 4-year-old daughter. So there you go. Mother of three now. Let's talk about the weekend box office because some people are going to care about that. At number 10 was The King of Kings with $680,000. Number 9 was The Amateur with $1.1 million. At number 8 was Until Dawn, $2 million. At number 7, Fight or Flight with $2.001 million. At number 6 was Shadow Force with $2.01 million. At number 5 was Clown in a Cornfield with $3.6 million. At number 4 was The Accountant Part 2 with $6 million. At number 3 was Minecraft the Movie with $7.9 million. At number 2 was Sinner with $21.1 million. And at the number 1 spot was Thunderbolt with $33.1 million. My daughter wanted to see that. She said it was a pretty good movie. So I need to see it at some point, I guess. Disney Plus, where are you? No, I'm kidding, as we are talking. So let's talk about some other stuff. Let's get a little swampy-ompy, or should I say,
let's get a little swampy-ompy.
On Sunday afternoon, the Truth Social post, President Trump set the stage for peace negotiations between the Ukraine and Turkey this Thursday. Trump said that these talks go beyond the ceasefire and cover potential peace deal. Ukraine should agree to this immediately, he wrote. Shortly after, President of the Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, said that he would personally attend the talks in Turkey and expect his Russian counterparts to join. There is no point to prolonging the killing, Zelensky wrote, adding, and I will be waiting for Putin in Turkey on Thursday. Personally, Zelensky has long maintained that he would only negotiate peace with ceasefires in place. So we'll see what exactly happens from that particular point on, because that's going to be an interesting one for sure as we are talking. Don't worry about it, because that's how it's going to go. We're going to talk about all this weird stuff, because that's what we do around here. Okay, so let's talk about the Dow. The Dow lost about 119 points to close at 41,249 on Friday. The S&P ticked about 4 points to close at 5,659, and the NASDAQ was flat at 17,928 on Friday. West Texas Intermediate closed at $61 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $63 a barrel on Friday. And the national average price of a gallon of gas on Sunday was $3.13. Bitcoin gained on the weekend, you know, popping back over $104,000. So there you go. Also, Tuesday night's Mega Million drawing will be for a $110 million jackpot or $49.4 million cash payout. So there you go. Tonight's Powerball drawing will be for $93 million jackpot or $42.3 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. No doubt about that, as we are hanging and banging here. Okay, what else do we got going on? Of course, we have to talk about this because it's been a hot minute since we've said anything. Taylor Swift has officially been subpoenaed as a witness in the Blake Lively and Justin Baldoni It Ends With Us legal feud. A spokesperson for the singer blasted the order, saying that it is only being done to draw public interest by creating tabloid clickbait instead of focusing on the facts of the case. Swift had no part in the film and never had even set a foot on the set. The only connection that It Ends With Us is the use of the song My Tears Ricochet. She was named name dropped by Baldoni filing after he claimed that Lively used their friendship to sway the decision on the production changes. This is according to Page Six. Also, Sean Combs. Lawyers plan to argue that his ex, Casey Ventura, was just as abusive, if not more, towards him as he was towards her. Planning to reference a separate incident in the defense hopes to portray Ventura as an aggressive and violent person who is capable of starting physical confrontations. Ventura, who is very pregnant with her third child, is a key witness in the prosecution's defense against Combs. Meanwhile, opening statements are set to take place today. This is according to Variety. I don't know. I didn't see her drag his ass down the down a hallway inside of a hotel and kicking her. I mean, I saw some video of him doing that to her. I mean, I'm just saying what I've seen. Doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. I'm just saying that's not what I have seen, right? Something to think about when you're going to put something out there in the public eye.
Who truly cares what this guy has to say? Who gives a shit? Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so let's do this. Oh, look, rain starting soon is what my watch is letting me know. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know. Okay, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour, so why don't we go ahead and do that thing that we normally do around here that we call our main story. I think we should do it. Let's do that.
Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so it's time to talk about the story of the main of the story. That is kind of what we do around here. We kind of do the sequence of events of the things that are going on and stuff that we are talking about and all that kind of fun stuff. So let me kind of backtrack for just a brief moment in time, if you don't mind. Last month, I did the element of surprise, a surprise that nobody expected, not even myself. And I decided to tell people and talk to people a little bit about something that I had done in the background, something that I was not discussing in the forefront.
Duh.
And that was something that we called our book that we had released called Safety in My Opinion. Yep, Safety in My Opinion was something that we had released last month. It is Safety in My Opinion, Consciousness Construct, and the Reality of Risk. Now, listen. If you want, we are still, it's available on Amazon. It's available pretty much a little bit of everywhere. The Kindle version, the audiobook's available. We have it out there, print version, whatever you want to do. If you want to right now, I think that if you still have it out there, what you can do is that you can go to safetyimo.com. That's safetyimo.com. And if you pick on the one that says audio wise and you'd like the audio version of this, we are giving it away. All you have to do is put in code ESC. The code ESC stands for the following: Energy Safety Canada. Agreed with Energy Safety Canada to give it away even after their conference. So ESC, that would be available for you. Now, listen, the reason that I'm bringing up the book during the main story, which is kind of a weird thing to bring up, is on Friday, I got to sit down with Sheldon Primus, virtually, not in person, unfortunately. And we talked a little bit about the book, and it was an interview about what had happened, how we came up with the book, what was the thought process behind it. So it was a good time. A good time hanging out with Sheldon. Anytime I get to hang out with Sheldon, it's a good time. Good, bad, or indifferent, whatever is going on, we kind of always pick up where we left off. So as we went through the interview, we started talking about some things that were going on inside of the world of safety. And that's kind of really the whole concept of the book. It is safety, in my opinion. It is how we got to where we are now. What's the story, part of the journey that I've gotten to? So here's the weird part. This main story today seems a little bit self-serving in regards to what we're talking about. But there's a reason, and there's something I'm trying to get to here. Just give me a moment, if you don't mind. What I wanted to focus on was how things inside of our system have changed, how things inside of our constructs are different. And while talking with Sheldon, I went ahead and told him something that I really wasn't going to say to anybody until tomorrow, being the 13th of May. But because I told him on Friday, and if you've already heard the Safety Consultant podcast, you'll know about this. So I figured we need to tell you today, even though we're going to be doing an interview tomorrow. On the interview, we'll release it as well tomorrow on Safety FM with Jay Allen. But tomorrow, if you have not heard, we are releasing this. This is my newest book. Yeah, I did say newest book, not to be confused with Safety in My Opinion. This is the newest book that will be coming out tomorrow. It's called Safety Mutation, Information Misdirection. Not every evolution is progress. So the book is available right now for pre-order on Amazon. And if everything works out the way that it should, the audio version will be out tomorrow via Soundwise. Also, the Kindle, the Audible version should be out as well, but Kindle and the printed version available to order to, I mean, you can order it now, but the pre-orders are going in place, but you can actually start getting it delivered starting tomorrow. But Safety Mutation. Now, so people are going to go, well, what? Why did you come up with something right away? Well, let's talk about it. So what I wanted to do with book two, which I never expected book two to be a thing. I never really expected book one to be a thing. Decided to write this thing. And this is essentially what happens after awareness doesn't collapse the system, how the system mutates. So in Safety Mutation, Information Misdirection, I pick up the signal from where Safety, in My Opinion, left off, and this is not the sequel, it's a shift. The system didn't fall apart when you saw what happened through it. It adapted, it borrowed your language, it rebranded your resistance, and reshaped the illusion to make you feel like progress had arrived. This isn't a book, it's about compliance, a broadcast for the people inside the system who already know something's off. The ones who stopped believing in laminated values and started turning it into, started tuning into the cracks. So, Safety Mutation, Information Misdirection. There you go, book two. And yep, I'm going to tell you already, comes out tomorrow. And that is book two of the trilogy. Yep, book three will be out on Friday the 13th of June. Finished it up last week, meaning the audio track. I had already finished everything up when I was down in Banff, but there you go. That is the news. Safety Mutation, Information Misdirection, coming your general direction tomorrow. Available for pre-order now online. If you go to Audible or go to Amazon, just so you know, we'll put some references on our website. It'll be safetymutation.com. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on. Always a good time when things start getting kind of weird around here. No doubt about that.
What did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation. The structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission about what happens when slogans replace stories, when safety becomes marketing, and when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected. Safety Mutation is book two of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen, PhD. Because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm, ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short-form micro-learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Listen at your own risk.
Rated R Safety Show.
If you have a claim and not sure where to turn, Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible.
They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the law site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at radiobig.fm.
Okay, here we are, 45 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, hanging out, doing our thing, no doubt about that. Oh yeah, this right here, Saints of Valerie. Rattle My Cage. You are still hanging out here on the Rated R Safety Show, even with it only being 46 minutes past the top of the hour. Yeah, it's time to rattle my cage.
I've been reborn time and again.
Yep, time and again. Time to be reborn.
They build him again.
Okay, we would like to thank Saints of Valerie for allowing us to play this here. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, and YouTube Music. That's the way it goes. You ready? A lot of stuff going on, man. We are taking it back, kicking it back, and getting it all down. Yeah, we're going to rattle our cage there. There you go. There you go. Let's go ahead and rattle your cage. Okay, let's get back into the move and the groove of everything that we have going on, because there is no doubt that we need to be talking. And if anything, let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my life, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help, and the people at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now and that healing is possible. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. That's TWLOHA.com, and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's all kinds of information related to what's there: addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. That's To Write Love on Her Arms. So there you go. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Aging imaging. Yeah, doctors often rely on quick visual assessment, the so-called eyeball test, to judge whether a patient looks older or younger than their age, which can help them, you know, decide the treatment. But a new tool called Face Age could soon give a snap judgment of a scientific boost. Face Age is an AI algorithm that analyzes a simple headshot to estimate a person's biological age, not their actual age. Trained on tens of thousands of photos, it found that the cancer patients appear about 5 years older than their healthier peers. The tool could help doctors decide how aggressively to treat patients by identifying by those who might be tolerate intensive care versus those who may need a gentler approach. PhageAge was tested on more than 6,000 patients and showed strong links between higher biological age and poorer survival rates. And improve doctors' ability to predict the patient's outcome. Now researchers are refining the model and are looking to making it available, although certain ethical questions remain. Yeah, I can't wait until the insurance of complaints to hear about this, and that's all I need. Face age telling me that my niece told me my age years ago. I mean, think about this for a moment. Not everybody's going to look super young, and not everybody's going to look age appropriate when you do these kind of testing. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all comes apart, or not comes apart, how it all unravels is maybe the way to put it. I don't know. Some stuff to think about. Anyways, why don't we do something a little bit more positive and maybe bring some John Smalls into our life and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Maria. Ludwig Wittgenstein said, "The limits of my language mean the limits of my world." I love this. I looked it up, and this quote is from 1921. I bet old Ludwig never imagined there'd be a day when we do communicate without words. Yeah, emojis. They're like hieroglyphics of this century. I'm personally not a big user of them. A smiley face once in a while. But somebody must be using them. Every year, they create new emojis. I have a friend who loves to send me messages filled with emojis. I told him, use your words. I feel like I'm talking to a toddler when I say that. But I also feel that way when I'm reading a business email filled with emojis. Way overused.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your 1 minute devotion. If you're not a reader, you should be. A good book renews us in a way nothing else can. I'm not talking about weighty books that tax the mind, but insightful books that touch a man's soul, books that give him a glimpse of life and all its poignancy and passion, books that put him in touch with God and his own life experience. Any book that can do that is worth whatever it costs and more. Only God knows how many books he has used to touch me, change me, and make me into the man he has called me to be. Jesus did not say anything to them without using a parable. That's Mark 4:34. Lord, thank you for all of the books that have enriched me. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Radar Safety Show.
The United Kingdom and the United States have unveiled a significant trade agreement, which officials are calling historic.
The deal was announced following weeks of negotiations and is being hailed as a boost for both economies. President Trump confirmed the pact, stating it would be an exciting day for both nations and that many other deals would follow. British officials emphasized the importance of the agreement in an era of global insecurity. Jim Kender reported.
President Trump has nominated Dr. Casey Means, a wellness influencer and Stanford-trained physician, as the new U.S. Surgeon General.
This announcement came after the withdrawal of the previous nominee, Dr. Jeanette Nashiwat, just days before her scheduled confirmation hearing. Dr. Means is known for promoting lifestyle-based approaches to health and is aligned with the administration's Make America Healthy Again agenda. Her nomination will now go to the Senate for confirmation. Jessica Oakley reporting.
The House of Representatives has passed a bill that would officially rename the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America.
Proponents of the measure say the change promotes pride in the country. The bill's passage in the House marks a step forward for this initiative. However, the legislation would still need to pass the Senate and be signed by the president to become law. The proposed name change has generated varied reactions across the nation. Lawrence Keller reporting.
This is the latest news headlines.
A judge has declared a mistrial in the case of a Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in the fatal shooting of Patrick Lioya.
The jury was unable to reach a unanimous verdict after deliberations. Lioya, a Congolese immigrant, was shot in 2022 following a traffic stop, an incident that drew national attention. It is not yet clear if prosecutors will seek a retrial in the case. The outcome has been met with disappointment by some community members seeking a conviction. Kyle Norris reporting.
Civil rights leaders are emphasizing the need for continued police reform following the acquittal of three former Memphis officers in the death of Tyre Nichols.
The acquittals have reignited discussions about police accountability and the use of force. Nichols died after a confrontation with police following a traffic stop, and his death sparked widespread protests. Advocacy groups are calling for systemic changes in policing practices across the country. The case has been a focal point in the national conversation on justice and law enforcement. Kevin Sanders reporting.
A new scientific report indicates that deadly rainfall experienced in the U.S. South and Midwest during April was intensified by climate change.
The analysis found that human-caused global warming made the record-breaking downpours approximately 9% heavier. This extreme weather led to significant flooding and damage in several states. The findings underscore the growing impact of climate change on weather patterns. Liam White reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Why doesn't someone just invent really large Gas X pills?
God, what's that awful stench?
Radio Big.
Oh, yes, good old Radio Big and Safety FM hanging out together. No doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2002, Jimmy Carter begins a private visit to Cuba, becoming the first president to visit the island country since Fidel Castro's 1959 Communist Revolution. Following several talks, Carter concluded that it was time for the U.S. to lift its embargo and soften the tensions between the nations. He also encouraged Castro to allow international humanitarian aid into the country. That happened back on this date in 2002. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Sedona Prince turns 25. Luke Bernard turns 30. Emily Van Camp, 39. Downhall Gleason, 42. Rami Malek turns 44. Jason Biggs, 47. Malin Ackerman turns 47 as well. Tony Hawk, 57. Stephen Baldwin, 59. And Emilio Estevez. Yeah, he turned 63 today, just in case you were wondering. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, it's National Limerick Day, National Third Shift Workers Day, and Intentional Nurses Day. Did I say intentional? I meant international. Yeah, International Nurses Day. I think all nurses would have to be intentional. Oh, we'll leave it at that. Anyways, if you are looking for a rando-ando for today, I got one of those for you. I'm so tired this morning, I'm not even talking to myself. I don't know how true that is because I'm really talking to myself right now. Okay, so there you go. That's one thing. If you need a phone starter for today, try this. If you're running late in the morning, what part of your routine do you skip? It's definitely not putting clothes on. You put your clothes on before you leave. I mean, I'm just saying. So just think about that. What else do I have? Okay, if you need a question for the water cooler, try this. In a survey, 15% of people surveyed said that this is the thing they would do if they became the boss at work. What is it? Go on vacation. Heck, it's what people said. I'm just saying. That's the wrong button. I meant to press this button.
Duh.
Okay, so there you go. That's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I will be going over to RadioBig.fm for the next couple hours or so if you want to come and hang out with me. If not, that's perfectly fine. You can stay here on Safety FM and hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consulting. That's it. That's going to sum up our time together. Thanks for hanging out with me, because I always do appreciate the time. No doubt about that. If I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. The more difficult the victory, the greater the happiness in winning. Think about that. Anyways, thank you so much for being the best part of Safety FM and Radio Big, and that is the listener. So, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.